Blog Talk Radio.
Et maintenant, mesdames et messieurs, Prince and the Revolution.
Oh, In the name of Amun, the Supreme, the All-Powerful, the one and only true Lord, in Amun we trust, in Amun we thank, and in Amun we continue forward forever. Good evening. I'm your host, the intellectual Nubian Menkari. This is American Republic Radio, and tonight we're going to be discussing the American Evolution, or as I call it, the Great American Evolution, the Great Awakening of the Intelligent Ones of our people. That is the true American Evolution, because the real Americans are evolving. That's the real American Evolution. The real Americans are evolving. We are growing. And I'm going to discuss this on High and Mighty Talks as well. You see, because the only thing we know about is the American Revolution. Cajuns had this break off from England, and they, you know, decided they wanted their own independence or whatever, blah, 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 right? And, you know, for the most part, America was a colony under England. Just like right now with the Queen passing away, the so-called Queen of England, you know what I mean, Elizabeth passing away, she had a lot of different, still had the so-called British crown. Supposedly, they still had a lot of countries under its control as colonized areas. One of the places being Jamaica. These people are still under colonial rule, right? Colony rule. Well, so was America, colonial rule. Keep in mind that America is not run by Americans. The continent or the country of America is not run by people who are native to this land. Caucasians are not native to America. Asians are not native to America. They set up colonies. The United States is a colony in America. That's all the United States is. It's no different than the UK, right? It is nothing. The U.S. is nothing but the UK, you know, in America. It's the United Colonies here in America. You know, the United States of America is a colony, or it was set up, a colonial space that was set up and is perpetrating an American government. This is the United States government. But like I said, the evolution or the extension of the real Americans has been held back for a very long time. It's been held back. You know how you could tell that we the natives of this land? You know how you could tell? Look how they hold us back like nobody else. Look how much racism there is against our people. Look how whenever we set up something here in this country, whenever we set up things, you know, businesses and things like that, you know, or mounds or get some, you know, significant amount of land and doing something on the land, all of a sudden things go wrong, you go left, people get land shut down, you got to have this, you got to have that. So, I mean, it's documented that the beast does not want our people to prosper in this society. They don't. In fact, when the president will come out talking about, you know, black people, so-called black people, they got to pay more property tax on their home than white people. Joe Biden said that. Why is all this aimed at trying to make sure we fail? Trying to make sure we fail as a people, so-called black people? Answer, because they do not, I repeat, they do not, meaning the Caucasian powers that be who are in control of this country, of this United States, this colony that's set down here in America, they do not want to see the natives come forward into power again. They do not want to see the natives evolve here. And so when they see natives of this land, when they see natives of this land gathering together, when they see natives of this land gathering together, and, you know, it could be anything, let's say a community, an organization, a movement, whatever, they're going to be heavily scrutinized, unlike Caucasian ones, unlike white organizations, unlike Arab organizations and whatnot. The black ones, the so-called black, will always be scrutinized. Because they, and this is another reason why they took Dr. York's land. It had nothing to do with no child abuse, no child molestation. It had everything to do with not wanting to see ethnic Americans set down a space in this land, set down a place in this land, set down territory in this land. See, they don't mind if they give the land to the Mongoloid Indians, because they know they're not the real natives any damn way. And Caucasians live on that land anyway. Half the time, the damn Indian chiefs end up being on Caucasians. They sell a bunch of $5 Indians or pretendians who tied in through the Dawes Act. You know, they family tied in and linked into the you know, into the $5 Indian thing going way back, that hustle and that scam to get these Caucasians to claim themselves to be Native American. Meanwhile, they slaughtering the Mongoloid Native Americans, and they definitely keeping a foot on the real Native Americans. And I'm going to just be honest with you. I don't feel sorry for the so-called Mongoloid Indians. I don't feel sorry for them at all. I don't feel sorry for them at all because they perpetrating a fraud too. They're not the real Americans here. They crossed the Bering Straits from Mongolia and came here, and we was here already. The first people that are here in the land are the natives of the land. The first people who are here in the land, the first people to set up civilizations in the land, they are native to the – we were the first people to set up land, set up civilizations in South and North and South America and Central America and the early civilizations in North America, right? But we didn't have – we didn't – you know, we lost that mindset of society building. Like, you know, we had that mindset for thousands of years as the Olmecs, as the Aztecs, as the Incas, the Mayan people. We had that mindset of civilization building, having a government, a standing government back in the south and southern regions of America and the central regions of America. And then the Spanish came over. You see, and the Spanish came amongst our people, and they started enslaving our people. The Caucasian Spanish, and not to mention invasion from the Mongoloid Asians who came over here, who mixed in with some of our people and started calling themselves and started, you know, end up becoming known as Native Americans, American Indians. They also followed our people into North America. Okay, I'm giving you real history here, real fact. You see, this is why everything is done to keep our people down and keep us in the background. Like I said, you got to always ask yourself, because it don't make no sense that, oh, we getting all this hate because of the color of our skin, the so-called color of our skin. We getting all this hate. It don't make sense when you think about it. I want to make sure I'm coming in clear. Am I coming in clear? It don't make no sense that we supposedly getting all this hate because of the color of our skin. No, it has nothing to do with the color of your skin, how thick your hair is, how thick your lips is. No, it has everything to do with the fact that they are jealous because we were the first ones here, and we're still here. You see, I told you before, Caucasians want to rewrite history right now. White people, Caucasians, who are currently running this society, they looking to rewrite history, okay? They looking to rewrite history and write us out of history. They already started doing it when they called us, when they took us from the copper-colored races here in the Americas, which obviously at one point in time we had to be known as the copper-colored people, because how would Merriam-Webster be able to describe us as copper-colored if that terminology wasn't being used at one time? The copper people, the copper-colored races, which eventually became the colored people. The copper came off, and then it was the colored people, and then it became the Negroes, you see. Spanish brought that Negro. That's how we became the Negroes, through the Spanish calling us that. And then the Caucasians picked it up, and over time it became Negro, Negra, Black, Nigger, Nigger, Negger. You see, the real history. But, see, that history is not being divulged because you got people who are also trying to hide the history, the heritage of our true origins. I told you all before, don't trust, in 2022, do not trust any of these people who are trying to keep the Black and the Pan-African thing going. I told you that. I told you don't trust these people because Black is another way of hiding us. I told you Black is a way to hide us. And if you see anybody who still want to deal with that Black thing here in the society, don't trust nothing they say. Anybody who still, you know, after you done got knowledge, certain people are supposed to have knowledge of history, of our history here in this country, yet they stay away from the whole thing of us being ethnic Americans, stay away from the whole thing of us being native to America. They dance around that. They still want to entertain the African thing and the Black thing. You know why? Because I'm going to just come out and say it. These people are agents of the beast, man. A lot of these people are undercover agents of the beast, and they want to get ahead of where this thing is going, meaning the evolution of our people waking up, finding out that we're not African after all, finding out that we're really the Native Americans of this land, the Mesoamericans of this land, you see, from our Mesoamerican ancestry, who came into the north of America. First people in North America were the Mesoamericans, the Mayans, and the Aztec people came into North America, and that's proven fact. That's our people. That's how we got into America. That's how we got here. And us finding that out is part of an evolution right there. Us finding out who we are and dropping the black thing, moving forward as those as ethnic Americans. That's part of the American evolution right there. Not sitting around calling ourselves black Americans or any kind of black anything. Because you might as well say you are a bunch of blacked out or redacted Americans. You are people with no black. Black means a people with no identity, no heritage, no culture. So you literally speak that into existence when you calling us black people. You make us come off as those people who have no heritage, no history, just a blank space, a black space. That's what you come off with every time you call us black people. We don't think about that because certain people want to try to get ahead of this American evolution thing. And again, like I said, the American evolution is the evolution of the true Americans. What evolution should we be going through right now? The evolution of our heritage and who we are as ethnic Americans, as descendants of the ancient Mesoamerican people. That's what we should be knowing. Knowing who we are, knowing that we are the definition of the 1828 definition. The description is describing us as the 1828 copper-colored races here in America, the real natives of America. Again, question, why Tariq Nasheed ain't saying that? Why Jason Black ain't saying that? So-called the black authority. He's supposed to be a black authority. Why he ain't saying that? Why are these guys out here claiming that they're supposed to be? Why Dane Calloway ain't saying that? They hanging on to this American Indian thing, or we came from Africa. They still want to make the African connection. And no disrespect to them dudes, but I'm like, why all these black scholars ain't saying it? You mean to tell me people just like we cobbling this together? That's another thing. That's how you know a lot of these black professors and all of them are a bunch of boule gatekeepers, because you're going to tell me they don't know that the pyramids in South America and Mexico, and somebody can, and now I suspect you too, black authority, because the guy came on your show the other night and he was talking about our Native American roots, and you shut the guy down and made it seem like he was crazy because he said that he was debunking the whole African slave trade thing. I mean, the brother was trying to, you know, speak on point with some things he was off on, but he wasn't too off. He was pretty much on point. Like he'd been listening to my broadcast. You know what I'm saying? And you shut him down and you made it seem like he was crazy or something wrong with him. And I'm like, yeah, you know, it's starting to make sense now. You pushing the whole black thing, which means you push Pan-Africanism. You see, you niggas dance around all that, the reality of it. And like I said, anything is suspect about a dude who got what's the guy you got up on your wall? Eldridge Cleaver, the black authority. You got Eldridge Cleaver on your wall. Eldridge Cleaver is the biggest goddamn coon. He was one of the biggest coons in the Black Panthers. Biggest sellout in the Black Panther. You got him on your wall. And I told you that 10 years ago, and you still got him up there. Maybe y'all got a symbiotic connection. Maybe y'all got a connection. Maybe you got an affinity for coons. I'm just saying. It's just funny how all these so-called scholars, and I'm not speaking on this, because this is part of our evolution, to know the reality of who we are, to know the truth of who we are. That's part of our evolution right there. You see? And you see the white man, he done his best to keep that away from us. He did his best to hide that truth of who we are as the real ethnic Americans here, as the real Native and Indigenous Americans here that first set foot in North America, that came from South America, that have no origin in Africa whatsoever. You notice they fought hard to hide that from us. You see? So what does that tell you? If they fought that hard to hide that from us, and you got niggas now sitting up here still keeping that going, I see a connection right there. I'm just saying. I see a connection from people who are trying to keep us from evolving out of blackness. I see a connection from people who's trying to stop us from evolving out of blackness and into who we really are as Americans. You see, because it's really powerful when people, the original people who are still here, the descendants of the original Americans are still here today, and that's what the beast hates. He hates. And this is why, if you notice, there's an attack on our people. There's a strong attack on ethnic Americans from these so-called Latinos, from the Asians, from the Caucasians, from the damn Mexicans. You see, even from the so-called Jews, and from other quote from so-called Black people. It's an attack on ethnic Americans. I tell you, when Fat Joe said that nonsense about, 50% of hip-hop, and then Busta Rhymes come with the Caribbean nonsense. So it's like they're trying, it's all a concentrated effort to erase ethnic Americans. It's a concentrated effort. You see, the beast will play big money to submerge our people in darkness, keep us in a state of ignorance, to keep us from evolving, because what makes you evolve? Knowledge makes you evolve. Knowledge of who you are aids in your evolution, aids in your extension. And we have enough ancestors over here in the Americas. We have enough ancestors in the South America and Central America to connect to, if you talk about ancestors and our ascendants going forward. But for some strange reason, a lot of these so-called Pan-Africanists, they want to keep us linked into Africa. They want to keep us linked into Africa. Now, what could be their reason for wanting to keep us linked into Africa and keep us from the knowledge of who we are as ethnic Americans? What could possibly be the reason for that? Could it be that these niggas are getting paid? Yeah, I told you that. They're getting paid. They always take care of the beast always take care of his Boule gatekeepers. And sometimes they'll sit up here, you have Boule gatekeepers point to other Boule gatekeepers and act like they're not Boule gatekeepers, but they are. They are. Because if at this point, the thing that could definitely bring about an evolution in our people is the knowledge of who we are as the only real ethnic Americans here. Because, see, I said this before and I'll say it again, the only thing that can save our people is community. Community is the only thing that can save our people. Not the government, not no marching, not no voting, not no protesting. The only thing that can save our people, that can grow our people going forward, is community. Our own ethnic American community. That's the only thing that can move us forward. But that's what we have to evolve into as Americans. We have to evolve into the ethnic American community. And I'm leading the charge. I'm leading the charge in that. You see, we have to do that. You see, we have to leave the Black thing behind. We got to leave the Negro thing behind. We got to leave the Moorish thing behind. We got to leave the nigger thing behind. You know, that's my favorite word, though. One of my favorite words. But we got to leave that behind. We have to leave it behind. Because evolution, our evolution depends on it. Our evolution depends on it. You see, nobody is going to save us but us. You see, a lot of these people I mentioned, again, no difference to nobody, but, you know, you point out flaws where you see things that look suspicious. You see, you point out things that, you know, things that look suspicious and people trying to get ahead of where this evolution is going. You got people who are saying they're not leaders, but meanwhile, they're trying to take hold of logic and rational thinking and thus take the evolution in a different direction. You got certain people who are trying to turn this evolution, this straight linear path toward our evolution, toward our extension, and they'll try and turn it to the right and turn it into a revolution. Because when I say turn it into a revolution, they still making it about black and white. You see, now people say, oh, brother, what you talking about? It is about black and white. No, it's not about black and white. Because if black ain't about it, then white can't be about it. In other words, you can't have opposing forces if one is not opposing and one is not, you know, playing the game of black. You see, because so-called black people are playing the game of blackness. Playing that downtrodden, no, we can't have nothing, we can't get together. Well, you know they blew up Rosewood, and you know they blew up Tulsa, and this, that, and the third. That's playing the downtrodden, black, broken race game. That's a program, man. That downtrodden Negro mentality. You know where you found that out? And a lot of these TV shows and a lot of these Caucasians, especially these Caucasian Jews, they'll sit up here and they'll write these stereotypical roles for black people, like poor and downtrodden, angry black man, angry black woman, and you hate the system and we hate whitey and all this blackity black stuff. They write stuff like that. And if you listen to a lot of the black authority and these guys, they sound like something that some Caucasians wrote. They sound like characters that Caucasian Jews wrote. He sounds like a character of one of them people. He sounds like a Caucasian doing his version of a so-called black man, which is a damn impersonation as well, coming from some stereotypical BS. You know. You follow what I'm saying? Y'all get what I mean when I say that? It's like they putting on blackface. A lot of these niggas that's coming out here talking this black stuff, that's modern-day blackface. Oh, black power, black consciousness, black first, black this and black that. That's blackface. That's modern-day blackface, man. That's all it is. It's modern-day blackface. It's modern-day cooning, but you don't think it's cooning because it sounds revolutionary. Exactly. That's what cooning sounds like. Some of the biggest coons was the revolutionaries. The Black Panthers, them niggas was coons. A lot of them niggas were coons. You might have had one or two of them was real, but most of them niggas was coons. And like I said, your boy, the Black Authority, a.k.a. Jason Black, Professor Black, all the same nigga. These guys, this guy, he sit up here, you got a picture of Eldridge Cleaver on your page. That should tell you everything. Just like Umar Johnson, another one. You up here with the so-called with this clown Frederick Douglass, like I said, they show you all of the displays of a blackface, because they get all these blackface niggas up here to talk about the white man this and the white man that and the white man this and the white man that, but there's never no solution. It's just a lot of talking. It's never no solution. You notice that none of the shit that come out of their mouth is ever solution based. Oh, because y'all still believe in voting. Y'all still talking about voting or withhold your vote. It don't matter. You see, it's all a bunch of talk. You see, when I got on this guy, the Black Authority, because I'm going to use them as an example. I'm not even beating up on this guy like that, because I watch his content. He has some good content. And Tariq Nisha, I like their content. But I just point out things and use things as examples. I'm not hating on nobody. I'm just showing you what I mean by this. You sit up here, and I said, and that let me know. Usually when you point out real people who is about the evolution of our people, like the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, I remember I told you I had that debate that debate back and forth with on his cast about 10 years ago, where he was up here bigging up Malcolm X. And I was like, the hell with Malcolm X. I said, Malcolm X is a traitor. And I told him just like that on his cast, he was a traitor. And he was trying to basically downplay Elijah Muhammad, diss Elijah Muhammad, and big up Malcolm X. I said, if it wasn't for Elijah Muhammad, there'd be no Malcolm X. How are you going to disrespect Elijah Muhammad? And he's like, oh, definitely said the most dumbest thing, that he claimed to be so intelligent. Oh, well, see, he was a Garvey. His family was following Marcus Garvey back in the day. Yeah, that was back in the day. Malcolm X had already left that when he was a child, like I said. You know, when you follow things as a child, when your parents forcing you to, that's one thing. But what do you do as an adult? What was he doing as an adult? He was stealing and robbing and being a nigger, laying up with Caucasian females, cave women, cave beasts, being a nigger with his hair conked. Where was all this Garvey talk then? No, Elijah Muhammad cleaned him up. Elijah Muhammad made him into the man that you admire, nigger. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? But that's when I knew. I said, you ain't really about the evolution of our people. You more about the revolution of our people. See, these black revolutionaries, they about the revolution. They want to keep going back and forth with white people. That's really what it means when they're talking about black revolution. They want to keep going back and forth with white people. That's what they want to do. They want to be a loud revolutionary back and forth discourse with these Caucasians. Okay. Because it solves anything, but because it doesn't solve anything. Y'all follow what I'm saying? It not they don't want to do it because it solves nothing, because it solves anything. It's the whole point is never to solve the problem. He said something tonight, and that's what made me go on about him. Somebody called into his show, the Black Authority. I was listening to his show live tonight before the cast. And somebody called into his show, and somebody asked him, well, because he was getting on the white media and stuff like that, and, you know, and the black flunkies and whatnot that's, you know, under the white media umbrella. And he was basically talking about how white media controls this, that, that, and the third. But then somebody called and said, well, how long being that white media's numbers is dropping, something along the lines, I'm paraphrasing, how long would my white media continue on in charge of media? You know what this nigga said? He said a couple of hundred years. He said they're not going nowhere. They're going to be around for a couple of hundred years. How do you make that project? How do you make that prediction? How do you see that? Hell, certain countries don't last for a couple of hundred years. This country ain't even 300 years old yet. How do you make that? How do you make that? Come to that conclusion for a couple of hundred years? Is this something you know, or something that you feel as though it's going to happen because you really don't see our people evolving and coming up to the state where we in, and where we in power? So that's a hell of a thing to say, that you see these people going and going to be in power for the next 100 years over the media, a couple of hundred years. That don't sound like somebody who black first. Now do it. I would have said the answer. I would have been like, well, I really don't know. I don't see it going to law, or I don't know how long it's going to go, because that's really all you can say. You don't know a damn thing. But it almost sound like you privy to certain things, like a lot of Boulay coons are. You privy to certain things. See, don't fall for the black revolutionary talk. I told you the black revolutionaries are the biggest coons, and they are against the evolution of our people. They are against the evolution of our people. Anytime you don't want our people to know the truth, anytime you against our people coming together. Because he was getting down on the Nation of Islam and all people coming together under the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He was getting down on the Nation of Islam and they businesses they thought. He was basically crapping on the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, what they built. But I kept coming back to, but if it wasn't for this man, there would be no Malcolm X. Malcolm X wouldn't have went through his evolution had it not been for Elijah Muhammad. Elijah Muhammad put him through his evolution. How the hell are you going to crap on Elijah Muhammad and then uplift Malcolm X, a damn sellout and a traitor? But like I said, with Boulay coons, Boulay coons like Malcolm X. Why? Because Malcolm X is just what they are. Malcolm X is just what they are. You follow? You see, when people are the same, when people vibrate in the same type of energy, they tend to find each other. They become kindred spirits. That's why if you notice Malcolm X, his image is what galvanized a lot of these black males out here. His image galvanized a lot of so-called pro-black males out here. Because it speaks to what they are, a bunch of candy ass kissing, real behind the scene ass kissing white people ass kissing coons. That's really what they are. They a bunch of angry coons who mad because the white man wouldn't make a spot for them. That's told you. That's really where a lot of the black revolutionary talk come from. These niggas are mad because the white man won't set a place at the table for them. You see. That's really where it comes from. They use it. They're black vitriol and hateful whitey is all because whitey shut them out of their system. Whitey won't let them be part of the system. He won't let them get down with the get down. He'll tell you the only way you can get in is to be a Boulay coon and work against your people. Now you could be an agent for me, nigga, but you can't never sit at the table with me. Of course not. Here go your scraps off the table, boy, girl. Here go your scraps off the table. And you know what these niggas do? They pick up their scraps and get their black asses on. That's what they do. They are not about the evolution of our people. We are the American evolution, goddammit. We are the American evolution. Because we're the only Americans here, and it's time for us to evolve. Do y'all hear me? You see? You niggas, these niggas, you think it's an excuse? You think it's a coincidence that these guys, he would say something like that, oh, white meat is going to last for a couple of hundred years. That struck me. I'm like, That's the hell of a prediction. Even though that's not going to happen, but that's the hell of a prediction. That shows you that you see these people as real and powerful. You don't see yourself or our people coming together to push past that. Obviously, you ain't putting black first because there's no such thing as black. And in your mind, black is last, because if you saw black first, you would have been realistic and be like, if we keep doing what we're doing and we keep coming together and we resilient, we come together, then we're gonna be the ones that's pushed controlling the narrative. You don't say that. Because that means you don't really believe in what you're doing. Because the whole point of telling our people, trying to uplift our people like you claim you into doing, black authority, the whole point of doing that is to someday push our people forward. You just sitting up here saying you see the white media, which means you also see Caucasians ruling. You also see them ruling for the next couple of hundred years. Now, if that's really what you see as a reality, then why are you still talking? What are you still talking for? See, my point of talking is to push my people beyond that. Push my people beyond that. Push them on to the next level. That's why I'm talking, because if I felt it was hopeless and we couldn't do nothing, and like I said, and I don't sit up here and put my energy into trying to change the white man or yell at him or raise my voice to him or talk about white supremacy, which is really, like I said, white degeneracy. I don't sit up here trying to argue back and forth with them. You want to debate. You want to debate with white people. They already thinking the way they thinking. You thinking the way you thinking, which is really pro them, which is really pro them. You see, this is just something you do as your hustle. This is something you do, but you don't really believe in this. You don't. It's something you do because that's what niggas do. Niggas do stuff just because, like I said, it's just activity that don't mean nothing. Niggas always doing stuff that's just activity in their life, but don't really mean nothing. You see? Because the whole point is you got to want your people to win, and you don't really see your people winning because you wouldn't have said that. See, these are the people who are the dangerous ones that are going to work against the evolution of our people. These are the people right here. You see? Exactly. Ain't nothing to debate. What are you still debating for? There's nothing to debate. You see, they never going to change the way they feel and think, and I don't want them to. I don't want them to. I want them to keep it funky. I want them to keep it funky and greasy. You see, I don't want them to change. I don't want them to act fake nice to me. We're just going to go ahead about our business. You see? And that's how it's supposed to be. Until somebody steps in our way, and then that's a different story. You see, because we out here for the pursuit of happiness too, the pursuit of evolution of our people, our children, our babies, and that's only going to happen when our people come together. And these niggas, they the ones that speak against us coming together. They the ones that speak against us coming together. Oh, we don't need no black movement. We don't need no black organization. We don't need no us coming together. They say stuff like, oh, the logic is the leader. Yeah, right. Right. And they'll say black first. But you don't really see it as black first. You don't see that. You don't see that. I see people come on this dude's show and you insult and disrespect black people that come on your show to support you. So how much do you really believe in black first? You can't even respect another black man and black woman who's trying to support you. But that's, you know, it is what it is. But I'm showing you that the people who are out in the forefront, they're not about the evolution of our people, because the evolution comes from within. It don't come from outside. They looking for things to change from the outside. Ain't no changing from the outside. All the change is from the inside. That's where the change is from. The change ain't going to the white man and protesting and marching and all that stupid stuff. That ain't no change. That's not going to change anything. They hands on you, touch you, being, you shouldn't even want that. You should be working on getting our people, you're getting the people who are like-minded together. You see, because if you learn anything from all these other ethnic groups who are here in America, these ethnic immigrants from other places, they come here, they stick together, they get their little sections in America, they thrive in their little sections, they build their communities, and that's about, and they live, man. They live. You don't hear them talking about the system of white supremacy. You don't hear them talking about that. You see? They're not affected by no system of white supremacy because they stand together 10 toes down. That's why they're able to thrive and move through the third dimension and thrive in the third dimension, because they standing 10 toes down. They fought up and by each other. They acknowledge who they are, as the damn Italians, as the French, as the Germans, as the whatever. They acknowledge who they are as a people. You see? We don't acknowledge who we are as a people. Because you got niggas out here still pushing blackness, who working against us finding out who we are, who playing games, who want to keep the black thing alive. A description, by the way, that came from Caucasians. That should be strange that these people sit up here and you standing up for black, and you know where the word black come from if you got any intelligence, but yet they not standing on that. You shouldn't want to be referred to as black because you should know what it is in connection to white. And I heard guys call these shows and say it to these dudes, and these dudes like fluffed it off. They want to keep the whole black thing going. Black is not going to evolve our people. Being black or blackness is not going to evolve our people. It's not going to move our people forward. It's going to hold us back like it's been holding us back. Let me take a call. 702.
Black is not going to evolve.
702. Men's Act.
He called you.
702.
He called you.
All right. This has been holding our people back. Blackness ain't moved our people ahead. Blackness held us back. You see? So if, and it's easy to see that. You know how you know that is because you can't have white without black. I told you, before the white man pushed the whole white thing here in the society, which was really a way to galvanize Europeans together, that was a way to galvanize Europeans together because when they came here into this country, when Europeans came here, when the English, the French, the Germans, the Italians, the Irish, all them people came here, they're like, look, we're in a whole new land. We can't come over here with this tribal stuff. We can't come over here. I'm from France. I'm from England. I'm from Germany. We got to be white. So they created the whole white thing as a way to galvanize them together against the natives here in this land, meaning our people. And again, how you know we are the natives of this land, how you know without a shadow of a doubt, because they allow everybody to come in here who comes in here to be white except us. They allow everybody to call themselves white. They let the Latinos call themselves white. They let the East Indians find themselves as white. They let some of the people who you would look at on face value and say, oh, those are black people. Those are so-called black people. A lot of people from the Sudan, certain eastern parts of Egypt, they classify them as white when they come here. Now, they get white status here. And you don't really see the police messing with them. You don't hear the police pulling them over. You don't see the police bothering them. You see, rarely do you ever hear that. All the energy and all of the smoke is focused on the ethnic Americans. That's where all the energy and smoke is toward, the ethnic Americans. It ain't toward the Africans. It ain't toward the Arabs. It ain't toward the East Indians, who just is dark. And like I told you, I found that very interesting, how the so-called East Indians was owning liquor stores in Mississippi. How is it that the East Indians, who are just as dark, remember I said that? The East Indians, remember that movie Mississippi Masala? Denzel Washington was in there and whatnot. Here it is, Indians, they was cool with the white race. They owned stuff. Right now, the East Indians own hotels and stuff in certain parts of Mississippi in the South. You don't hear about them getting they stuff burnt down or getting hung. So all that focus is on us. It obviously ain't got nothing to do with color because the East Indians are just as dark. They dark. They got straight hair like the white man, which puts them as the same race of human. But all the energy, all that anger, that hate comes for us. Why? Because we remind them. This country is constantly reminded. The white people in power know that the natives are still here because they've been trying to sell that lie that the natives are the Mongoloid Indians and that we Africans, that we came from someplace else, which is a lie. If that was the case, then why are we not treated like immigrants, if that's the case? Why are we not treated like immigrants? It seems like the immigrants got all the rights here in this country, don't it? From the white immigrants to the Asians to the Eastern, all the immigrants are treated with rights. They're given their civil rights. They don't violate them when they come in and do that. All the people who immigrants, they got all their rights. You ever heard of Asians? Look to my old, the police violated my rights. You don't hear about the Asians or the Arabs. They make sure they do that to ethnic Americans. Okay? So now if we from Africa, like they say, then that would mean that we're not native and we're not native to America. If that's true, then why did we get deprived of our rights? And if we're immigrants from Africa, because that's what they're telling us, we immigrants from Africa. But the Africans don't have no problems with the white man, but the police. The white man ain't pulling over the Africans. You see, they ain't pulling over the tribal Africans and arresting them and locking them up. You ain't seeing them locked up in things. They ain't bothering them. You see, I bet you if they had some land down south somewhere, the Nigerians or whoever else, I bet you the police, the Caucasians wouldn't bother them. If the tribal-looking Africans had land in America, and some of them do have land and own things, the white man don't bother them. But they bother you. They make reference to people who were slaves here in this country because everything has been done to push down the identity and the ethnicity of the true natives of this land, the true Americans, the real Americans, the ethnic Americans, us. They pushed us into being black, pushed us into being Negroes, pushed us into being African-Americans, all of that, because they hate us. Because, again, I told you, they hate the fact that the real Americans are still here. They hate the fact that the real Americans are still here, that we're still here, that we look at them in their face every day. We create music here. We create sound. They hate the fact that we're still here. You see, that we haven't moved on, that we ain't died out, that we ain't moved back, we ain't go to Africa, not back, come from Africa. We didn't go to Africa, we didn't die, so they're really frustrated. They're really frustrated. They didn't get the ethnic American woman to abort enough of her children, so-called African American nigger woman to abort a lot of all her children. You see, they've been trying to figure out ways to erase us, but it just ain't easy to erase 40 to 50 million people. And then you got people who then they making babies. These people making babies every day. You see, it's hard to erase those people. You follow? It's hard to erase people who are constantly having children and the millions. But they damn sure been trying, now, haven't they? They damn sure been trying. Through their police agencies, through their governmental agencies, through their labor agencies, through their judicial agencies, they've been trying to erase black men and black women, a.k.a. the ethnic man and ethnic American man and ethnic American woman. They've been trying to erase us hard body. They've done everything short of going and just walking them and just killing us, everybody on site. See, they don't want to do that because then people want to start fighting back, especially in this crowd. Even some of the most punkiest type niggas going to fight back. And they're going to lay down a lot of bodies, but they don't want to cause that hysteria. So they figure, oh, you know, well, we have to do this in a more quiet way. We just got to basically, you know, black them out all the way. We started the blacking out process by telling them that they didn't have no culture, no heritage, no history, because they know once the people know their culture, their heritage, and their history, then it's hard to erase those people. So they started off by telling us that we just came from some undisclosed ships in Africa and West Africa, and you know, we don't know nothing about your history. We just came from Africa somewhere or someplace in Africa, and that's it. And you just came into America, and lynching and Ku Klux Klan, civil rights, blah, 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 whatever. If we were really immigrants, we wouldn't have all these problems we have here in America today. You only do that, and like I said, if you go and look at wherever white people come to and land where there's our people at, wherever they come to where there's natives there, they always going to have problems with the natives. I told you this is a territory thing. This is a thing for ethnicity, nationality. The white man wants to be American. He wants to be known as American. He don't want you being known as American. You can be African American, but you can't be Native American. You can't be ethnic American. You can't be the real American, because he's been pushing hard to be American. He will not erase his European roots. They showed you in the 1828 definition that the white man is willing to rewrite history right there. In the 1828 definition of an American, it said that is from the aboriginal or the original people, the original inhabitants of America, the copper-colored races. That's how we're known. There's no black people there. The copper-colored races. That tells you right there who the Americans are. But you have people like a Tariq Nasheed or a Black Authority, they'll speak against it. Oh, what are you coming with the copper-colored stuff? This thing, what are you talking about? Nigga, what are you talking about, this copper-colored stuff? Nigga, we talking about us as the copper-colored people. There's no black people here. But you got to sell that narrative. You got to sell that narrative because obviously there's an agenda with you. There's an agenda. You can talk all the black power, black first stuff, because you know why the white man don't care about that? Because he knows there's no such thing as black people. That's a moot point. He knows that black ain't nothing. He knows that black don't add up to nothing. Black is nothing. Black is nothing but the supporting or the background of white. That's all black is. Black is nothing but the foundation of white. White stands on top of black. You see, that's why they keep pushing that term white supremacy, because it's almost like they're trying to groom it into your head for you to accept that white people are supreme. Remember I told you that? Remember I told you that the reason why you keep hearing Jason Black and Tariq Nasheed pushing that and a lot of people with the white supremacy thing is because they're trying to convince you that white people are supreme, and they use in terms like the dominant society. How are they the dominant society when it's not even a lot of them? What is it that they really dominate in your life? What is it that they dominate? Be for real here. What is it that you're not getting in this system? You already a millionaire in the system. And again, I'm not trying to attack them, but I have to use people as an example because you need to know the people who are against our evolution. Because you know, when people evolve, they become smarter, they become more intelligent, and then the people who are trying to sell them a bad bill of goods, they don't need to really listen to them people. You're reexamining these people. Because if you're sitting here and you're telling me, oh, you know, white supremacy this and white supremacy that, and everything they've done, like I said, has been straight degenerate. It's nothing supreme about anything they've done. It's been a whole lot of degeneracy. And like I said, if you can get people to sprinkle shit on ice cream and say it's sprinkles and get people to say shit is sprinkles, then I guess it's sprinkles to you. Same way you can sprinkle white degeneracy on an ice cream cone and you can get certain niggas to call it supremacy. It's the same mentality. You see? Same mentality as them giving you garbage to eat and giving you pig and all kind of garbage to eat, and you niggas turn around calling it soul food. Miss me with that. Let me take a call. 702.
Mendick, sorry about the first call. Yes, so you would say that John Henry Clark and other scholars like that, they known about the civilization of the so-called black people in America?
They've known about the copper-colored races. They all know, okay? All of them know. They all know about the copper-colored races here in America, and they know about our people who are the ethnic American, ancient Americans. They know about all that, but they're not going to teach that because, like I said, they are forbidden to teach that in black history class. The black history class is a curriculum that's written by Caucasian Jews. Okay, Caucasian Zionists write black history. They tell you, basically, they're writing the curriculum telling them niggas what they're going to say, what they're going to teach at their colleges. Oh, they're not going to get them college tenures. They're not going to get them speaking engagements. They ain't going to get them book deals. They ain't going to get to go on the lecturing circuit and get their money if they don't say what their black history programming tells them to state the so-called black people.
So they had to take that bag. They had to take that money in order just to keep things going.
Of course. Of course, all these Pan-Africanists, all these black history teachers, who you think created black history? That wasn't created by us with this idea of black history. That was created by the Caucasian Zionists, man. And these Negroes follow that, man, because they don't want our people knowing that they're the real Americans. That's one of the things they don't want to know. Because, again, think about the power of a people. Because, see, this is why, again, how you know we native to this land, because whatever we do in this land, whatever we do, whatever thing we set forward to do, we're successful at what we do in this land. But you got people who try to work against and try to discourage us from coming together and working together. And the people I named are a few of the people that do that. They don't want to see our people come together. That's why they'll speak against movements and organizations and communities and things like that. And like I said, it's not even about organization more than it is about community, because community is supposed to be organized, but these people are against that. And like I said, a lot of these people, they took the bag, man. They took the bag to promote blackism, the black program to our people.
Class. So, like, for instance, like these so-called Moors supposed to be out here doing all this Moorish stuff, but they only want certain people to be a part of that fakeness.
Well, here's the thing with them. They're another one pushing this whole white agenda, this whole Moorish and going back and forth and wearing fezes with and going back and forth with the courts and this and the third. Listen, man, there's no interaction with the white man. There shouldn't be no interaction with them like that. We should be coming together and fixing ourselves up, cleaning ourselves up, cleaning up ourselves internally. We shouldn't be sitting around here worrying about voting and how much money the white people are getting, how much this, that, and the third. You see, when we learn to mind our business and focus on us, then everybody's going to be like, well, why y'all doing that? See, because they like when we put energy on them. They like when we marching and sitting around and having sit-ins and marching and protesting and all that BS. They like that. They like to see black people still get emotionally triggered by one so-called black person dying or whatever the case may be. And I'm like, you know, they just want to still see if they can, like, choke our chain or choke black people's chain as they have been doing for the last couple of hundred years, just choking our chain and moving us when they want to move us and doing all this. Like I said, these people are, they don't want us to be, you know, not black. They want us to stay black so that they can maintain themselves as white.
Elijah Muhammad, when he was around, he built the nation, and he built a real nation of bronze people who was moving forward till it was time for him to go.
Yeah, he did, but unfortunately, you had some black people in there, because whenever you're building something for the betterment and the upliftment and the evolution of our people, when you bring in bronze people together, you're going to get a few black-ass niggas that are going to come in and try to screw up things, you see, like Malcolm X.
So would you say these black-ass niggas who came in here, they just a part of that so-called EC woman, and they just don't want a certain group of people to come together?
Of course. They all EECs. They all EECs. All these people that's pushing that Pan-African black nonsense that's here to serve the beast, and they Boule coons and gatekeepers, those are all beta male simps and EECs, all of them.
Okay. One other quick question.
They're not of the serpent seed. They're of the Eve seed.
So the serpent seed, them are the intelligent, elite, brawn people who can come together and turn this mess around and control things again.
Yeah. Yep.
So no matter what you do or what you say, that serpent seed is just going to be a part of that group of people. They don't understand what's real. They only understand the fakeness that's what's actually going on. They enjoy it.
The so-called blacks, they with the beast, man. The ones who want to keep this black thing going, that's the Eve seed. The Eve seed is the black race. That's the Eve seed. The serpent seed is the bronze, copper-colored race. That's the serpent seed. Excuse me. That's the serpent seed. The Eve seed is a black race.
Okay, class. Menzik.
Okay. All right. We're gonna play a little bit of music, and we shall be right back. Well, one second.
The true evolution of our people starts when we start to build up our people. That's when the evolution starts. Not when we sitting up here bitching and moaning about white degeneracy that y'all calling white supremacy, like you, like these guys I mentioned. See, that's not building up our people. You niggas know all about so-called white supremacy or white degeneracy. Niggas know all about that. They know who's in charge. We've been knowing that for the last 100-plus years, who's in charge, who's running things. And bitching and complaining and moaning about voting and stuff like that, and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, they're not the problem, man. They're not the problem. You shouldn't expect them to do nothing for you. We should be doing stuff for ourselves. How do you expect two people to change millions of goddamn people? How are two people going to help millions of people? They can't, you see. If you got the, if you got 100,000, 200,000, even 300,000 people who give a damn, who want to work together collectively and help each other and work together, you can't stop them people from evolving and growing. You can't. You know, you ain't even sitting around here worrying about voting no more. Y'all made a good point that Jason Black and Tariq Nasheed, y'all made a good point of that when y'all said, look at the Jews. The Jews are not a significant number. And yet they have all the power, all the power here in America. They own all the real estate and everything else. But as numbers go, they're not a significant number. You see, but they have all the power and things like that as far as owning stuff, you know, being in charge of things and having things run. They're not a significant number. It's not a lot of them, you see.
But yet they still have the majority, and it's not even a lot of white people, but they still run the government. Why? Because, see, this is what happens when people work together. This is what happens when people not sitting around here bitching and moaning and complaining about why they can't do nothing when you ain't got a bunch, when you got a bunch of people who's supposed to be on board, they're supposed to be together collectively working together. See, that's how you evolve. That's how you grow. You see, you got to fix the people first. You see, before you fix their finances, before you start talking about finances and all that stuff, you got to fix the minds of the people first. I mean, do I sound crazy? Let me know. As a bright supremacist, because that's what I am, I'm a bright supremacist. Proud bright supremacist. Human racist. Don't like none of y'all. Don't like the black race, the white race, or no race in the human race. Proud bright supremacist. And as a bright supremacist, I put me first. I put my people first. I put my people first as the bright race to fix. I ain't worried about no goddamn white people or no black people or no yellow or red people or whatever. Not worrying about no governmental people. You fix your people, man. That's what you do. You fix the minds of your people. Then you can start moving and talking about enterprise and business and whatnot. You got to make sure you're dealing with the right people. But y'all put the focus in the wrong place because y'all really want to keep this black people begging white people shit going, man. Y'all put the focus in the wrong place. Oh, racism. Yeah, the white people. Okay, we know that. Now what? The system of white degeneracy, in y'all mind, supremacy. The system of, we got to fuck the system of white supremacy. You mean the system of white degeneracy? Because anytime, like I said, supreme is when you raise in people. That's supreme. Supreme is when you raise in the minds of people. That's supreme. Supreme is when you extend in the lives of people. That's supreme. Not sitting up here having being in charge of having the power to take people's homes, take money from people, throw people in jail, punish people unjustly. That's not power. That's not supremacy. That's degeneracy. Get it straight. In y'all minds, that's supremacy. Destroying governments, bombing people's places, and destroying, making bombs and killing people like white people do and who have been in power, that's not supremacy. That's degeneracy. That's degeneracy. Real supremacy is the spreading of life, the raising of people's minds, bringing about an evolutionary idea, thought to people that raise people up, that make them better than from what they were before they came and heard your teachers. That's what I'm doing. I'm pushing real supremacy. Nubian Menkaure, the intellectual Nubian Menkaure, is pushing real supremacy. I'm pushing bright supremacy. I ain't pushing no damn black supremacy. I ain't pushing no white supremacy because I told you before, these niggas, when they talk all that black power stuff, that's really under that undercurrent of all that, really the overcurrent of it is white supremacy. When they talk all that black rebellion, black revolution, black talk, under that is really white anger, displeasure. Because like I told you, if any of these people would have got what they wanted from the white man, from the so-called white man, then they wouldn't be revolting at all. They wouldn't be sitting up here talking about no black nothing. Because, like I said, now just how you know logically what I'm saying is the truth. Let's just say so-called black people was able to, you know, so-called black people got reparations. Tomorrow, let's say the government said, we're sorry. We're going to give you guys reparations. We're going to stop locking up your black men so much. We're going to stop police brutality. We're going to punish race soldiers for shooting your people, this and the third. So you mean to tell me if they do all of that, if Caucasians, if white people do all of that, that means everything going to be all right with y'all? That means that, oh, everything's good now and racism is gone. It's abolished. So now what happens after y'all, if that happens, what happens? If the white man gives into all the things y'all want, which is really another way of saying, Mr. White man, please just treat me better. Please just treat me better. See, because you're not looking for supremacy because you keep talking about the white man's supremacy. You're not looking for supremacy for yourself because really deep down inside, they don't think black people are supreme. They don't. They really don't. That's why they got to keep talking about white supremacy because they don't really think of black people as supreme. Supreme is not what you are by how you show depravity toward people. Supreme is who you are by how you raise people. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad came with supreme knowledge, supreme wisdom, because he cleaned our people up and raised our people. He didn't sit around and protest and march and talk about a white supremacy. No, he said he called the white man just what he was, the damn devil. And he said, we're going to be gods and we're going to stand up. You see, he wasn't sitting around here trying to run guilt trips on the white man and by talking about vote fighting the military and being a good nigga. And eventually, over time, if we good niggas, hopefully they'll let us in. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad wasn't talking like that. He was talking about fixing ourselves. See, that's supreme talk, and that's supreme work. Same way I talk and the same way I work and bringing my people together. You see, we ain't sitting around interested in white people and trying to get even with white people and white people. That's not our thing. But see, when you're black, that is your thing. When you're black, you always got to be focused on white. I don't want to be focused on white. I want to be focused on bright. And you can't be focused on bright if you're black. You cannot be focused on bright or brightness if you're black. If you think like a black person. If you act like a black person, if you react like a black person, you cannot become part of that evolution. You can't be part of that American evolution, that bright evolution. You cannot. That's why I said we stand for the red, bright, and blue. The fuck the white. We stand for the red, bright, and blue. Excuse my language. Because we the only Americans here. So if evolution is going to take place anywhere, it's going to take place amongst us. It's going to take place amongst us because we here. We've been here. Sitting up here pushing no African, no pan-African dream. Get the hell out of here. Like I said, if they telling you right now, if the white man gives them everything they want, then that means they cool with the beast after that. That means they cool. That means they're going to be pushing race mixing. That means they're going to be pushing all this stuff. Because they already accept what the beast say. They believe everything he say. That's why they call themselves black and African. Because they already let you know they respect the beast and his educational system. They respect and they worship the image of the beast. So, and just by they calling the beast supreme, they showing you that they worship the image of the beast. They showing you that. They showing you that they don't want the beast to fall down. And if they don't want the beast to fall down, that means they not for our evolution. They not. You see? That's what they showing you they about when they talk about this white supremacy shit. You see? I don't care what people try to make things in your mind. The hell with what people try to get you to believe or make you believe in your mind. Look at what things are. Look at them for what they really are. You see, that's the problem. Our people don't look at things for what they really are. Like people that sit up here and listen to me and say, oh, well, Newton, you talking. Yeah, I'm talking my people into wellness. I'm raising the minds of my people. I'm talking my people into wellness. Because, again, like I said, you have to heal a people. My words are about healing the people, healing my people, healing the blackness over their minds, getting rid of the blackness over their minds. You see, taking them from that submental state of blackness and raising them into a state of brightness and bringing us together as the bronze race, that copper-colored people. That's what I'm about. You see, that's what I'm about. So your words can either heal or hurt. Your words can either heal or hurt. When you talk all that black stuff, that's just hurting our people, man. That's hurting our people. You don't see that. You think of black pride, black power, black this and black that. But like I said, that's how all the Boule coons was able to come in, through blackness. All the Boule coons and Sambos wearing dashikis, talking that Pan-African shit, the ones talking that black first, black power, blackness. And like I said, they're the very ones against us because the beasts don't mind if they talk blackness and Pan-Africanism. In fact, they encourage it. In fact, they pay them to do it because they know that's not going to put us into a state of evolution. They know that's not gonna raise us into a state of evolution. That's why they don't mind if they do that. That's why. They would rather them do that. They would rather them sit up here and talk about black revolution, black power, black this and black that. They would rather you do that. See, because then you're not a threat. You're not a threat to the reality of what's really going on here. And again, your evolution, your growth is a threat to them. Your growth is a threat to them. You see? because our evolution, our extension represents everybody else's extinction. You see, our extension represents everybody's extinction, not because we want it to be, because it just is. That's what nature does. Nature kills everything around it that is not natural. Yeah, humans are not natural. They are artificial. You see, nature, and I'm not saying we going to do nothing. I'm saying that nature does that. Nature is raising us a system, same way the beast has a system. We're supposed to be systematic in our way of thinking as well, collectively. We're supposed to be the same way. And you ain't got to be rude to nobody. You ain't got to hate nobody. You ain't got to be sitting around. Because like I said, the beast done had his run. Let them have their run. Let them run it out. Let them run the clock out. Let them run. Let them keep running it until they can't run no more. But you don't got to be the fuel in their tank to keep them going, because blackness keeps the beast going. Blackness keeps the beast going. You see? So we have to make sure we put an end to that blackness within us. We got to make sure we put an end to that. See, because we smarter than this. We smarter than blackness. We smarter than the state of ignorance and darkness that the beast trying to put us in. We smarter than that. We more intelligent than that, I should say, some of our people. But like I said, we've been falling for the okey-doke for so long, we don't see that people are really just trying to keep us locked in a certain way of thinking, in a trick bag, locked in a certain way of thinking. They're going to have you going back and forth with white people forever as being black people. And through that, there will be no evolution. There will be no evolution if they're going to have you going back and forth as black people, because as long as you acknowledge black, you keep white standing on top of you. You see, you stay being pawns on the damn chessboard. You stay being pawns on the chessboard. You know, like I said, all the Boule coons, they tell you this lie that they see our people, you know, because they never really say or state what it is they want. You know, what is it that the so-called Boule black coons and Sambos and Pan-Africanists, all of them want? They want to see, they just don't want to say it, but they want to see that the table of the white man. They're not saying they want to have their own table. They're not saying they want to take the table. They're not saying they want to be in charge. They want to be in power. They want a seat at the table of the so-called white man. That's really what they want. Okay? They want to sit down. They want to talk about things. They want to get some money. They want to, you know, that's the end-all be-all. That's the end-all be-all. We want to get some money. We want the police to stop beating on us. We want to be treated as honorary white people. We want to be treated as citizens of the United States. We want to be treated as honorary white people, like everybody else. We want to have that. We want to have the freedom to be here in America and get money and do all the things that Tariq Nasheed is already doing. He's already doing that. And again, this ain't no shot at Tariq Nasheed. I like his content. This ain't no shot at Black Authority. I listen to it, but I could be critical. I could be critical, just like I don't mind people being critical about me. And like I said, but you got to watch. And the only reason I point to them, because these are like the main YouTube personalities, influencers who are pushing the whole black message. They pushing the whole black message, and a lot of people are not seeing that that's really not helping us to evolve as a people. That's not growing us mentally to come together collectively as a people. It's not. Because if you're going to tell me that my focus should be on white power, white supremacy, white this and white that, and no, I'm like, no, I already see that. I see that. My focus needs to be on my people, who's standing with us and who's standing against us. That's what my focus needs to be. And cleaning up our people, the ones of our people who think on the same wavelength, that's where the focus should be. It shouldn't be worrying about who's going to be the president next year, because no matter who the damn president going to be, it's all going to be the same people anyway. We're all going to be pushing the same initiative, talking the same shit. They all going to be doing the same thing, which is nothing for you. And when y'all guys sit up here and talked about y'all was getting on poor Barack Obama, when you was getting on poor Barack Obama talking about, oh, Barack ain't did nothing for black people. This is what I'm talking about, the naiveness, because I even had to tell my father about this. When he was talking about Eric Adams, the guy who became mayor, the black mayor of New York City, this is like the second black mayor New York City ever had. Well, my father sat up here and talked about Eric Adams, and, yeah, you know, I thought Eric Adams was going to do this, that, and the third for black people, but he ain't doing nothing for black people. And then you niggas said the same thing about Barack Obama. Well, gee, when Barack got in, we thought he was going to do this, that, and the third. These people are not about the evolution of our people. They are beholden to the white people that put them in office. And these people forever have a gun to their head. They forever have a sword over their neck. They forever have a bank account over their head that where the money can get snatched, their position can get snatched. So, of course, they're going to do what the so-called white man do. Y'all into this whole symbolic black people in power BS, man. See, that's not evolution, man. Y'all still these, oh, we got the first black president. We got the first black this. Y'all still into that. And how I know, because y'all wouldn't be blaming Barack Obama. I don't blame him for not doing shit for black people. He can't. He cannot. The people that control him, that tell him what to do, they would have, like I said, he would have got a JFK special. He would have got, if he started doing stuff for black people, he would have got a JFK special or MLK special. RFK special. If he started doing stuff, if Barack would have started doing stuff for black people, he know that. That's why, and he know all the stuff he was privy to. He with them people, man. So I'm lighting up on that nigga's ass, man. Lighting up on that mulatto's ass, that gray's ass. He couldn't do nothing for you niggas, man. Stop it. But see, you can't have this. See, y'all can't deal with the reality of that. Because, see, you still got niggas like this pushing this black thing. And you think, oh, he dark-skinned like this. He black. He must going to do something for us. And you got to believe in, y'all believe in this system. I told my father, if Eric Adams couldn't have got elected to being mayor if he wasn't down with them people and wasn't going to do their bidding. That's not how it works. Y'all niggas still believe in that shit, too, else you wouldn't have been blaming Barack. Don't blame none of these people for not doing nothing for black people, Kamala Harris and them. They can't. They can't. Not that they don't want to neither, but they can't. Tunji Brown, them people, they belong to the beast, man. They belong to the beast. Accept that. But y'all expect them to do right because that's that black brainwashing that you push. That's the black brainwashing or the black brain staining that you push. You know? Our minds have to be cultivated toward greatness, man. Our minds have to be cultivated and extended toward greatness. And it cannot be done through black and white. It has to be done through living color. Y'all follow what I'm saying to you? It has to be done through living color. It cannot be done through black and white. People like Tariq Nasheed and all them guys, Black Truth, Black Authority, all these black motherfuckers, all this black motherfucking shit, all that shit is nothing but niggas just like trying to get us to be a program state, you see, because all that does is keep white people on standing up. All that black pushing it black and forth purposely is all that does is stand white people up. You see, that's all that does. You see, all that exposing them, they don't care what you expose. These people expose themselves, they don't care. You know? So, you know, it is what it is with these people. You got to have an understanding of that. You see? These people are not talking. They're not about nothing real, man. Because if you stand on blackness, you're not about nothing real, and therefore you're really not about the evolution of our people. We people knew us as being the copper-colored races here in America, the real Americans. We had more of a heritage. We had more of a history just under that description alone. Do y'all realize that we had the damn map to our heritage and history just through that short definition? Do you follow what I'm saying? Just through that short definition there, we had the road map to our what we've been searching for, what our true roots is, our heritage, our culture, our history. Right there in the definition, there it is. Whoop, there it is. The copper-colored races. But see, you know why you don't get that? You know why you don't realize that? Because niggas are still sitting around here telling you black. Something that's not even real. They trying to convince you that you're black. I don't trust nobody that's trying to convince me of anything. And neither should you. Because either people are going to align themselves with it. You see, after you logically give people the rational and historical and the logical and the rational reality of how things are, then let them make their own mind up. That lets you know. But when people got to try to convince you or don't even talk about it, like when I brought up this, why are we calling ourselves black and our skin is not black? I guarantee you, if you say that to these guys, they're going to sit up here like, oh, why are you trying to play semantics? They're going to try to dance around it. Ask any of them people on their cast, though, calling Tariq Nasheed and your black authority, why are we calling ourselves black people and our skin is not black? Why are we doing that? See what they tell you. They'll try to clown you, make fun of you like you did to that guy the other night, TBA. You tried to disrespect a so-called black man, but yet you the black authority and it's black first, right? You full of shit, man. And I still like a little of your content because you good at covering this current event stuff, but you full of shit, nigga. You full of shit. You show who you are every night when you do that arrogant shit on your cast, man. You see, raw and uncut. You see, they don't even try to justify. They don't even want to talk about. They'll make you seem like you crazy, but that's a very valid thing to ask. Why are we still calling ourselves black people and our skin is not black? They never address that. Why don't they ever address that? Because, see, that opens up a whole other can of worms. Their job as suspected Boule coons, who are on the payroll of the beast, their job is to keep you away from that copper-colored definition. Their job is to keep you away from the copper-colored definition of the real Americans. Their job is to do that. The white man don't want you to know you're American. They don't want you to know that you're the real Native Americans, that you're the real ethnic, that you're the real Mesoamerican people here, that you're the descendants of the people. They don't want you to know that. You're not supposed to know that. You're supposed to believe that you came from Africa and chains and whatnot on slave ships. You see, that's your history right there. You don't have no history. Notice that. Why? If they can sit up here and tell us, now make this make sense to me. Please make this make sense to me. Ponder this for a second. If they can sit up here and talk about the history of the Egyptians, they could talk about the history of the ancient Chinese, they could talk about the history of the ancient Sumerians and all that, how come they can't tell us about the history of our history in Africa? How come they can't tell us about our history in Africa and these places where we supposedly came from? If they could claim they know how many people they brought here and all that, why can't they tell us about our history in Africa again? Does that make sense? That nobody can tell us about our history in Africa. Tell me where they have showed you one place where they could point to where they got all these black people from in Africa. Why we can't link that back up to the people? They come up with this fake, that guy Skip Gates, the African, the 23andMe and all that testing, that's all BS, man. That's to push the whole we from Africa thing. That was all meant to just push the whole reinforce the we from Africa bullshit. All right, that's what that was all about, to reinforce the we from Africa BS, you see. So what they do is, they'll push that narrative. They'll push that narrative because that's not real. They'll push the narrative because it's not real, okay? And when you're pushing a narrative that's not real, when you're pushing a narrative that makes no real sense, when they're pushing a narrative where they can't tell you, if you're asking the question, why are we calling ourselves black if our skin is not black, and they can't really give you an answer for that, how much of an authority are you? How much of a scholar are you? How intelligent really are you? I had to give you I never forget the black authority. I had to give you the history on the nigga Eldridge Cleaver. You didn't even know that, but you're supposed to be the black authority. You mean to tell me you don't know the nigga that you putting on your page that you got representing you for the last 10, 15 years since you've been doing this show? You going to tell me, and after I told you who that was, nigga, you still got the picture up there? Something ain't right about you, black authority. Something ain't right about you. Something ain't right about you. Why would you have a coon Sambo like this motherfucker Eldridge Cleave up there? Raw and uncut. The nigga that wrote Soul on Ice, that talked about how much he loved white females, cave female, cave women, and he hate black women. But yet this dude is your hero. You got his picture up there. And when I asked you, I said, why you got this dude picture up there? And I told you who he was. You told me, and I'll never forget, you said, oh, it looks cool. That's really intellectual. That's really intelligent. You see, that shows a nigga that's more into the aesthetics of things and the belief in things than the reality, the true reality of things. That's what that says. That's not a person that's not about the evolution of our people. You see, because the people that are really about the evolution, they deal with our people's problems from the damn root. They deal with it from the root, which is us. We're the root of the – he has never been the root of the problem. We have. He's going to be how he's going to be. You can't change how people are. We are the damn problem. We are the root. And see, once you know that, then that means you ain't got to deal with white people no more, this thing of trying to get white people to love you, trying to get white people to acknowledge you, trying to get white people to treat you fairly and all this other BS. You see, because as I said before, that takes all the focus off of us. When we got to sit up here and as so-called, quote-unquote, so-called black people, and we got to sit up here and worry about white people, then that what does what? It takes the focus off us. It takes the focus off us and our evolution. And that's really what it's meant to do. You see, that all that's nothing but distraction, all that back and forth, black and white thing. Question, they've been talking about this stuff for over 30, 40 years, black and white, black and white, black and white. Has this helped black people? Has this helped so-called black race? Has this helped you? If anything, put you in an even worse space. You see, financially and everything, it puts you in an even worse space. See, because you don't know what's really going on. See, because as black people, you're always going to be in darkness. You're not going to know who's really for you and who's really against you, who's for your evolution and who's really about you being still caught in the revolution of black and white. Because that's nothing but a rotating circle that's going to keep going if we allow it to keep going. That whole black and white thing is going to keep going as long as we let that keep going. You see, because the beast could tell when he got certain people that want to give energy to him. Because like I said, the beast only got he only vibrates off of energy that you give to him. You see, you don't have to give your energy to the beast. You don't have to. You choose, black will choose to give their energy to the beast. They choose to give their power to the beast. You gave it up to the beast. And you niggas continue to give it up by remaining black. You continue to give it up. You see? You continue to give it up. Like a lot of these guys, like I was watching this thing with this black reverend, so-called black reverend in South Carolina, one of these places, and the police showed up because he was watering somebody's lawn. And they asked this old dude, they asked the priest, they said the preacher, we need to see your license, we need to know if this is your property, you want to know. I ain't got to show you my license. With the white police. You know why? That's that black bullshit. That's that black shit. You see, you want to be confrontational. A lot of you niggas are confrontational with the police, you confrontational with the beast. I ain't got Instead of just showing them your shit and them get out your damn face. You do all of that because, like I said, that's what happens when you put black in your mind and y'all think you got to go back and forth with white people. No, you don't. Your energy should be for yourself and your kind of making your people better. Simple as that. So let me go ahead and read this question before we get out of here. What is the American evolution? The American evolution is us. Us as Americans, as the only real true Americans, the ethnic Americans, knowing, waking up to who we are. Waking up to who we are as ethnic Americans through our Mesoamerican ancestors and spreading that to our children and raising Amun up in the image and the likeness of us. That's the American evolution because all evolutions have taken place here in America. Whenever you see any movements coming up that was about the upliftment of our people, it always was coming out of America, whether it be Noble Drew Ali, whether it be Garvey, whether it be the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Dr. York, myself, whatever. All movements came, Black Panther, whatever kind of group that was coming up, even though some of them got, you know, co-opted by a lot of these coon Sambos, these black coon Sambos. But evolution has always been in our people here. Evolution, not revolution, but evolution. Who will be a part of it? The bronze, copper-colored people? It won't be black people. It's going to be the bright race, the bronze, copper-colored people. That's going to be the part of the people who are embracing this message, who are embracing this Americanism, you see, who are embracing Americanism, you see, as we are, ethnic Americanism, those who embrace that, that's who the ones who are going to be able, because that's what we stand for. We stand for ethnic Americanism, our heritage as Americanists. That's what we stand for in the name of Amun. Why does this have to happen? Because we can't evolve as black people. There is no evolution as black people. There is no growth. And what is life all about if not growth? What is life about if not growth? If you're not growing in life, then you're not living in life. You're not living this life. A lot of our people are still stagnant. They feel slowed up because you're not growing. You're not evolving. That's why you hate your life. I know I should be doing more in my life because you're not evolving. You're not growing. And as the so-called black race, black people are not evolving and growing. So if you link yourself to a bunch of people who are not evolving or not growing, then what can you expect? Stagnation. Like what you see with the so-called black race. You know, a lot of black people like to hear a bunch of speeches. They like to hear a bunch of black on white talk, get all pumped up, and then you go back to your home and not do a goddamn thing. Don't work on yourself. Don't try to get your minds together. Don't try to come together with your people. That has to happen in order for the evolution to take place. All right. Who is holding back the evolution? Black people. Black people and those who are representing blackness, because blackness is controlled by whiteness. Don't ever think it's opposite. It's not. Black people are controlled by white people. I don't care how pro-black you are. I don't care how whatever you are. Blackness is controlled by white people. Black people worship white people. Okay? I don't care how black power they talk, how I hate the white man, the black man is God, black. They worship the image of the beast. They worship white people. Black people worship white people. And anybody that's not them who look like white people, with straight hair, dog hair, they worship them. And we ain't into the worshiping thing as the bronze sea, as the bronze copper color sea. We ain't into the worship of the humans. We don't worship these people. Let black people be their damn slaves. The American Revolution, that's basically England Part Two, which is currently calling itself the United States. England Part Two, that's just the colonial split off where they had their little revolutionary war and stuff like that to get the United States going, the United States colonies of England, because that's all the United States is, the United States is enough, but the United States colony of England, you know what I'm saying? That's what it really originally was. Then they tried to bring it over into, you know, basically put America on it. But like I said, the United States is nothing but a plant. It's nothing but a colonial plant, a European colonial plant in the Americas, which is our continent. That's all it is. They always plant themselves down in the middle of our continent, all right? What does this mean to the future of America? It means brighter days in the future of America, because the bright race, the copper-colored people are finally waking up, and that's it. We're going to close out in the name of Amen by the power of Amen, and Amen we trust, and Amen we thank, and in Amen we continue forward forever. I'm the intellectual Nubian Menkaris, and this has been American Republic Radio. I'll see you guys back here for American Republic Radio next Sunday. High and Mighty Talks tomorrow, live at 7. High and Mighty Talks with Nubian Menkaris. Subscribe to High and Mighty Talks. Share those broadcasts, my people. I want to get those numbers up. High and Mighty Talks with Nubian Menkaris. And subscribe to Mentalect Patreon.
Mm-hmm.